Plaza Mountain Home or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at the same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
It will be Liam Russell jumping center for Mountain Home. Freddie Hicks will try to win the tip for Searcy. Both teams are now out on the floor. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by the Lions. They'll be moving left to right in this first half. Here's Watson into the front court. Ball goes to Love now. Over on the right side, now to Hambrick. Now to Holman, a man-to-man. Now ball goes to Cameron Hicks. Now over on, up top to Love. Over to Freddie Hicks on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Cameron Hicks. He puts it back up and in. Cameron Hicks puts Searcy on the board first. 2-0 as we are 25 seconds into this contest.
Cameron Hicks.
Sorrell into the front court, dribbling to the right side. Finding Harris in the corner. Harris going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Satch Harris with his first 3 points of the night. Our first lead change this evening. Mountain Home's up 3-2 with 7:15 left in the first quarter. Freddie Hicks with it up top. Now dribbling down to the low block, going in for the layup. No good. Russell gets the rebound for Mountain Home. He'll give it to Crawford. Crawford into the front court. Now finds Harris up at the top. Harris is dribbling down to the left side. Back over to Crawford near the top. Over to Pausch at the left elbow. He has the ball knocked away from him and stolen by Watson. Watson's back the other way, going in for the layup. Off the glass. No good. Love gets the rebound. He goes back up with it, and he gets it. Griffin Love with his first 2 points of the night. And so that's our second lead change this evening. Mount Searcy up 4-3 with 6:42 left in the opening period. Sorrell walked the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Sorrell dribbling to the right side. Finding Pausch near the free throw line. Back to Sorrell. Down to Harris in their corner. Harris dribbles out to the wing. Now up top to Sorrell. Over to Crawford on the left. Crawford's going to pull up for the long three. Will not go. Russell gets the offensive rebound. Puts it back up. Can't get the foul to go. Crawford gets the offensive board. He goes back on the heel. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 6:18 left in the first quarter. Freddie Hicks picks up his first personal foul. First team foul against Searcy here in the first half. So Abe Crawford at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Again, 6:18 left in this first quarter. Crawford's first free throw will not go. So Crawford has one more to shoot. Excuse me. Crawford's second shot is up. And bounces around, comes out, no good. And the rebound is being knocked around, and ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Searcy, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the near sideline. Much to the dismay of Searcy coach Wayne Heron. Harris will inbound the ball on the near sideline, gets into Sorrell. It was a good job by Liam Russell to fight for that board as much as he could. Ball goes over to Crawford on the left wing. Now back up top to Sorrell. Back over to Crawford. Well, Crawford's pass to Pausch was knocked away by Hambrick. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. And Mount Holmes inbound once again. 5:57 left in this first quarter. A 4-3 Searcy lead. Sorrell throws the ball over to Crawford on the right wing. Down to Russell in the corner. Back to Crawford. Now ball goes up top to Harris. Harris will drill to the left side. Now ball goes back to Crawford. Now up top to Sorrell. Back over to Crawford. Looks like Searcy's in a 2-3 zone. Crawford's going to drill to the left, right elbow. Now goes back up top to Sorrell. Sorrell drills to the elbow. Now finds Russell going in for the layup. Good. Liam Russell with his first 2 points of the night. That's our third lead change this evening. Mount Holmes up 5-4 with 5:20 left in the first quarter. Freddie Hicks throws it over on the left side to Hambrick. Hambrick takes screen, now throws up top to Love. Love will drill to the right elbow. Now kicks out to Freddie Hicks on the right wing. Freddie Hicks going down into the lane for the reverse layup. Good. Freddie Hicks with his first 2 points. Are already our fourth lead change this evening. Searcy's Searcy's up 6-5 with less than 5 minutes left in the opening period. Ball goes over to Harris on the right side. His pass to Russell knocked away by Cameron Hicks. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and it will be Mounts Home inbounding it with 4:49 left in the first quarter. A one-point line lead right now. Harris will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Pausch near the right elbow. Now out to Sorrell, over to Crawford on the left side. Crawford's going to go into the lane for the running jumper, will not go, and the rebound comes to Hambrick, and back comes Searcy. Hambrick finds Hicks going into the lane for another reverse layup, good. Freddie Hicks with 4 points on the night, and it's an 8-5 Searcy lead, 4:27 left in the first quarter. Sorrell into the front court, finding Pausch at the free throw line, over to Harris on the right side, down to Russell in the corner. Russell will kick it back out to Harris, up top to Sorrell, over to Crawford on the left, down to Russell in the left corner. Finds Pausch on the low block, going in for the layup, off the glass and in. Dylan Pausch with his first 2 points of the night. 8-7 Searcy leading up, 4:01 left in the first quarter. Freddie Hicks with the ball up top for the Lions. And he's going to pull up for the three, in and out, no good. And Harris gets a rebound. He's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Harris dribbling on the left wing. Now dribbles to the elbow, finds Russell in the corner. Russell's going to pull up for the jumper, no good. Hicks gets a rebound, Freddie Hicks gets it, and he's going back quickly back the other way, going in for the layup, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Freddie Hicks picks up his second personal foul, second team foul against Searcy, and that's their first turnover of the night. Comes with 3:44 left to play in the first quarter. They're going to get so there was a little bit of confusion on who the foul was called on, but they are going to give it to Freddie Hicks. Again, that's his second foul. So about 3.5 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, trailing by a point. Harris drilling down into lane, going in for a layup, good. Satch Harris with 5 points, and that's our fifth lead change tonight. Mountain Home up 9-8. 3:15 left in the first quarter. Freddie Hicks with it up top. He dribbles to the left elbow. Now throws up top to Love. Love's going down into the lane, going in for the layup. They're going to count the basket, and so he's going to go to the line for the and-one situation. Dylan Pausch picks up his first personal foul, first team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. That's already our sixth lead change as Griffin Love gets the layup, and he's going to go to the line for the and-one situation. This will be his first free throw attempt of the night with 3:08 left to play in this first quarter. Love's free throw will not go, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Mountain Home. Liam Russell picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers. 3:07 left to play in the first quarter. It is a... Oh, they're going to call a double foul. So Mountain Home, so Liam Russell was called for a foul, but also Searcy. So the other fouls will be on Cameron Hicks. So that's his first personal foul, team foul number three against Searcy, and I believe it is Mountain Home's basketball by way of the possession arrow on a double foul like that. Ball goes into Sorrell. Now Harris has it back to Sorrell. Over to Pausch on the left elbow. Kicks out to Harris. Harris going to pull up for the long three. Will not go. And rebound is saved in by Crawford into the hands of Harris. Finds Pausch. I'm sorry, Sorrell. Now it goes to Pausch. He's going to go in. Final layup. Good. Dylan Pausch with 4 points. Already our seventh lead change in this game as Mounts Home's up 11-10 with 2:37 left in this first quarter. Here is Love. I'm sorry, that's Hambrick. Now he throws up top to Love. Love's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Hicks is going to be called for the foul on the rebound. They called him for the push-off. That's already his third. Third personal foul against Freddie Hicks. Team foul number four against Searcy here in the first half. Sorrell walking the ball into the front court with 2:20 left in the first quarter. A one-point Mountain Home lead. Here is Harris with it. Dribbling up to the top. And he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And rebound chased down by Liam Russell. He will kick it out to Sorrell. Now over to Crawford on the left side. Crawford's going to try for the three. Will not go. Russell gets another rebound. He goes back over there. Can't get the foul to go. Ball goes out of bounds this time. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Searcy's basketball with 1:58 left in the first quarter. Freddie Hicks going to check out of the game again with three fouls as he'll be replaced by Zach Killens, a six-foot junior. Less than 2 minutes left in this first quarter. 11-10, Mountain Home leading it. Here is Braden Watson into the front court. Throws over to Hambrick on the left side. Up top to Cameron Hicks. Over on the right side to Watson. Now up top to Love. Love's going to dribble down into the lane. And he's going to be fouled on the way up. Two shots coming up for Griffin Love. Liam Russell picks up his second personal foul. That is the 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Griffin Love back at the free throw line, where so far he is 0 of 1 with 4 points. Love's first free throw is up and in. Mountain Home bringing in Jake McGee, Dawson Tabor, Matt Jones, and Wyatt Gilbert as they replace Adam Sorrell, Dylan Pausch, Liam Russell, and Abe Crawford. And Love gets both free throws. And it is that is our eighth lead change of the night. Minute and a half left to play in this first quarter. Ball goes over to Wyatt Gilbert on the left wing. Down to McGee in the corner. Back to Gilbert. Back to McGee. McGee thought about three. Now instead he will try to throw it to Jones. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Searcy. That was Mount's home second turnover of the night. Here's Hambrick back the other way, dribbling down in towards the lane. Now kicks out to Love on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Griffin Love already with 9 points. 15-11. Searcy leading it with 55 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert with it up top. Throws over on the right side to Harris. Down to McGee. Back to Harris. Now over to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert finds Jones on the low block. He's going to go in for the lane for the layup. It bounces around and goes in. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night. Mountain Home cuts the margin back to two. 15-13 our score. 32 seconds left in this first quarter. Watson into the front court. Has his pass knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Searcy. And so that is going to be Mountain Home's basketball on Searcy's second turnover of the night with 26.3 seconds left in the opening period. Wyatt Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. They are probably going to hold for the last shot of the period. 15 seconds left of the quarter. Gilbert drills to the right wing. Finds Harris in the corner. Back to Gilbert. 5 seconds left. Gilbert has the ball knocked away from him. Ball's going to be jump. It's going to be a jump ball. And Mountain Home's going to turn it over as the ball possession arrow point towards Searcy. 2 seconds left in this first quarter as Hambrick will treat an inbound pass on the far sideline. Hambrick inbounds it to Love. He's going to try a heave at the buzzer. Will not go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one, Searcy leading Mountain Home 15-13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.